What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Ann Brenner. Congratulations are in order to the UNC baseball team, who took the ACC title this past weekend and earned a number one seed in the NCAA regionals. On Saturday night, the Heels won an 18-inning thriller against NC State. We hit the streets of Chapel Hill to find out, would you wait through 18 innings to watch the Tar Heels play?
Chrissy Slavinsky, and I live in Durham. Well, I've got a little baby girl now, and I think we probably go for a few innings, but probably not the whole thing.
My name is Karen Archia, and I live in Carrboro. Sure, why not? I figure if it's 18 innings, it's probably a good game with a lot of tension and fun.
I'm Susan Reed. We have family here. Probably not. Not a big baseball fan, but my grandson likes baseball.
Josh Elliott. I would not, no. It would take a very long time, and we have five kids, and I couldn't wait that long.
Would you wait through 18 innings to watch the Tar Heels play?
Tanya Gisa, I live in Carrboro. Probably not. I'm not a baseball fan, for one thing, and nor a sports fan.
I'm Allison Lopez. My aunt lives here. I would, I think, if it was exciting.
Andrew Slavinsky, and live in Durham. I'm not a big baseball fan, but if I was there for the game and it went 18 innings, I would stay to the end to watch it.
Jack Reed, Chatham County. No, because I'm a hippie. I spent 40 years living in Berkeley, California, and baseball, nah, not part of the culture. Volleyball, maybe.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.